edition.
Podcasting. Who would have ever thought?
Welcome to the 13th edition of the World Rider Podcast. This is a quick series of conversations taken over dinner during our stay in Santa Cruz. I needing to kick back and let the ankle and knee heal. Jeremiah feeling the ants in his pants and, of course, needing to get on the road. Here we discuss our plan, Jeremiah's quick trip to Concepcion, and how we might manage to rendezvous in the future. It's a short one, so enjoy and tune into the next. Thanks. Okay, we have a quick check-in here. Jeremiah is just about to leave the Santa Cruz Grand Hotel Santa Cruz while I continue to recuperate. Seems like this is the protocol for anything I do in Bolivia. It's lots of recuperation and sitting in these friggin' hotels. Jeremiah and I heard some really bad news today. Called Nicky Stromball, as you guys might remember. He helped get our bikes back into shape, or at least got my bike back into shape, and allowed us to use his shop to do some repairs. But Jeremiah, what did we learn today, and how does this affect our journey so far?
Yeah, Nikki gave us the bad news that we've got or have had 3 days of solid rain in the Salar de Uyuni west of Potosí. In fact, Potosí, Oruro, and La Paz are raining hard. We just checked out the satellite images, and it's grim. I mean, out of all of South America, Western Bolivia has the thickest concentration of clouds and appears to be the center of the low that's bringing this moisture in off the Pacific. So this could be the start, according to all the locals, is the start, without question, of the rainy season, which lasts from November 1st through the end of January. And basically puts the Salar de Uyuni off limits because the salt is underwater. Not only unsafe to travel, really, you're just incapable of traveling out there in the in those conditions. So to say we're bummed is to put it mildly. We need to regroup and rethink what our plan is here, because our number one goal in all of South America is literally drowning as we speak. So I'm going to take off here in a few minutes and head up to Concepcion in the what's called the Las Misiones district of eastern Bolivia, which is cloudy but not raining at the moment, and take another shot at what we failed to get to the other day when Alan crashed on the bridge. So Alan will stay here and recuperate, and I will hopefully have some news from afar.
A journey so far, but as it looks like right now, this might be a journey too far, because we don't know how we can't leave this continent without seeing the Salar de Uyuni. How does that change the complexion of our respective journeys? Tune in and we'll keep you posted.
Well, the guy just brought me my steak here at Los Eros, which translates into the heroes. We are in the one of the nicer restaurants, I believe, in Bolivia, Santa Cruz, Bolivia. It's a Tuesday night, the second day of my official healing. Jeremiah is well on his way and settled into Concepcion, checking out Las Misiones, which unfortunately I'm going to miss. Had a little appointment with a physical therapist today, trying to stimulate circulation down in that ankle and that knee and see if we can facilitate a more quick recovery. I'm running out of time in Bolivia on my visa, and I'm also running time on my motorcycle temporary import permit, which we're working on to get an extension but it may only extend to the current visa. As we had talked earlier about, it looks like we're not going to be able to get to the Uyuni, which is quite sad. I mean, it is really dejecting, actually, that the only reason... Well, I can't say the only reason, but one of the most important things I've wanted to see ever since planning this trip was the Salar de Uyuni. And to find myself exiting Bolivia without seeing it for my second time, needless to say, sticks a strong dagger into my heart. So I'll have to figure out how to come back. But here I am once again solo. And it looks like it'll be 4 or 5 days before I can mount my motorcycle and move onward. And I think the option at this point is going to be to head south directly to Argentina, bypassing some of the stuff that we really wanted to see. It kills me. But Argentina has a lot to offer, as does Chile and the rest of South America. So as I move forward, I can only do one thing, because you can't go forward if you're always looking back. So I won't look back. I'm only going forward. And this World Rider journey continues. No matter what happens to my leg. I do hope I'll hook up with Jeremiah on his way back from Las Misiones. And we'll continue our ride into Argentina.
White top on, you know, open on the sides, kind of checkered lace, blonde hair, tight hip hugger blue jeans, tan little belly sticking out. She walked out of that place, I just about freaking dropped my drawers right there on the spot.
We're once again over here at Los Hierros in Jeremiah, a legend from Journey So Far. .com is back in Santa Cruz for a double dose of Santa Cruzian, Cruzeña. He rode that bridge twice again over the last couple days. And we've been monitoring weather reports and checking out whether or not it's going to be possible to actually see and ride our motorcycles on the Salar. So I'm going to hand the thing over to Jeremiah a bit just to kind of let you listeners hear a little bit about a more bridge experience, the Misiones, and ideally the potential to see the Salar de Uyuni and not have to hang out in South America till May, when we will be not worrying about rain but snow. Jeremiah?
Well, yeah, Alan, I had to cross that infamous bridge that did you in there the other day 2 more times, once going over and again once coming back the next day. It wasn't any more fun the third time across for me. The winds yesterday were very strong, and I had all of my gear, all of my panniers and stuff on, so it was literally like having a sail in the wind. But made it across and on up to the Las Misiones, a number of old Jesuit missions that have been restored in northeastern Bolivia. Very interesting history to that area. If you ever saw the movie The Mission with Robert De Niro, I went to the mission that movie was based on this morning in Concepcion. Nice sleepy little town, not a whole lot going on, but the mission was truly unique and a sight to behold. After that, checked out a well-known raptor site where the raptors fly down from the North America to South America on their migration every year. It's very interesting to see these hawks and eagles and falcons flying overhead that I know just a month ago were in the United States and are now headed to their happy hunting ground in the south.
But about the Salar de Uyuni, you've been looking at the satellite maps, you've been exploring options. Obviously, in the condition that that my leg is in, which, by the way, today the doctor gave me a few shots of cortisone. I've had my second session with a physical therapist. I just realized today, taking off the bad part of the clutch lever that broke off, is that I've been carrying a clutch lever for some other BMW motorcycle for about 25,000 miles in about a year. And I'm wondering why I've been carrying this extra weight. And could have that impacted the fractures I had in Tika last January? That part that doesn't even belong on my motorcycle. So obviously I've got to see. I'm hoping that we can weld a new handle on that and be able to get the clutch working. But meanwhile, I've talked to people at BMW of Santa Cruz County. They are shipping today a new clutch lever, and we'll see if that gets here on time or if this other solution works out. We've got to cover all options when you're in this case, because time is of essence. But the Salardo Uyuni, it's the real reason that Jeremiah and I came to Reunion, and once again to tackle what we had really wanted to do last January, but faced with looming rains, broken bones, and roads that were washed out. We hoped and hope that October, November, and now we're in the middle of November, that we're going to be able to see the greatest salt lake in the entire world. Jeremiah?
Well, yesterday the satellite images were looking pretty grim, Alan. The entire western half of Bolivia, the Altiplano. Let's hope that ambulance isn't for us. The entire Altiplano was under a huge cloud with a tremendous volume of water that was dumped on the towns of Potosí and La Paz. In fact, La Paz got almost 3 feet of snow, and Potosí was deluged with rain to the point that the roads had become rivers and many of the crossings completely impassable. So we were pretty depressed last night when we heard this, and like Alan said, one of the main reasons we're here in Bolivia is to go to the Salar, which is unique in all the world and only accessible when it's dry. This is potentially the early start of the rainy season, which lasts through January. So if we don't see it now, we wouldn't have another crack at it until the South American summer next year, which would be on the order of May and June. So, satellite pictures aside, I went ahead and called a tour company down in Uyuni, the jump-off point for going out onto the Salar. This is a local company that takes tourists on junkets out there in jeeps. And they said that it's dry. In fact, the term she used was seco, 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 saying dry 3 times. So the incredible amount of rain that dumped on Potosí and La Paz and appeared to be dumping all over western Bolivia seems to have missed the Salar. So who knows, we may have dodged a bullet. I'm going to head out either tomorrow or the next morning and take about 3 or 4 days, probably 4 days, to get over there and take a look-see for myself.
I hopefully can recover in time and figure a way to beam myself, so to speak, to Potosí or Uyuni and join my buddy out there on the Salar. We'll keep you posted in the next installment.
Who would have ever thought?